Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. And we're glad to have you. Listen, it is an exciting show. We call it Iran Side Deals and Planned Parenthood's Video Reels. Exciting news on the Iran Side Deal. If you are opposed to it, which we are here at Rock Spitting Politics, we have common sense. We have a consensus building persona that we can reach out to others, and you've heard us talk about it on the show, but the deal is stinking like a dead animal, bloating, and if the Democrats step on this thing and don't get rid of this deal, then they are going to have the stink on them that's going to last for years. And I'm going to tell you why in just a few minutes. And I'm also going to talk to you about the Planned Parenthood video reels. And so many of you probably don't even know what I'm talking about because it has not hit the mainstream media. Are we as a culture mad scientists? Are we becoming people who want to create Frankenstein? Are we using body parts like 200 years ago they bought and sold slaves at slave auctions? Oh my goodness. Who are we? We're going to talk about that on the second half of the show. And I have to tell you, we got some news from Hillary Clinton. It's just as if last week I had set the stage and Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics just set the stage, and Hillary Clinton came right out with Ed Henry, reporter from Fox News, and she had, let me just play what her answer was when Ed Henry is asking her about the server, the business of the server, and was it wiped clean? Well, listen what presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had to say.
Well, my personal emails are my personal business. Right? So we went through a painstaking process and turned over 55,000 pages of anything we thought could be work-related. Under the law, that decision is made by the official. I was the official.
Now, Doc Holliday here, I just got to interrupt Ms. Clinton. I am the official. Is that what she just said? Go back and listen to last week's show. Please, for those who haven't listened to it, can we trust this lady? We proved last week this lady will say anything. And here she is. She says, I was the official. I am the official. She's the one that sets the rules. Is that not just like a Clinton? Except for Bill would do it. Bill Clinton can lie to your face and make you feel good about listening to it. But Hillary just does not come across as smooth and slick as Wild Bill Willie. But they bring out a lot of laughs. But I tell you, this Hillary Clinton and her campaign is in trouble because, well, listen to her. Let her go on her speech and let her dig a little deeper in what she's digging. Is she digging her grave as a candidate? You take a listen, and I got some more comments to add.
I made those decisions, and as I just said, over 1,200 of the emails have already been deemed not work-related. Now, all I can tell you is, in retrospect, if I'd used a government account and I had said, hey, you know, let's release everything, let's let everybody in America see what I did for 4 years, we would have the same arguments. So that's all I could say. I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
And then Ed Henry asked Hillary Clinton, did she wipe her email server? And then she had to come up with this little cute joke. Listen to her.
What, like with a cloth or something? Well, no.
That's real cute, Hillary. And you want to be president of the United States. And you want to be president of the United States. Well, let's you go ahead and finish up.
I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any. Ed, I know you want to make a point, and I can just repeat what I have said. In order to be as cooperative as possible, we have turned over the server. They can do whatever they want to with the server to figure out what's there or what's not there. That's for the, you know, people investigating it to try to figure out. But we turned over everything that was work-related, every single thing. Personal stuff, we did not. I had no obligation to do so and did not. Thank you all. Thank you.
Now, being from the South and knowing how Bill Clinton in Arkansas worked, and I know some of you, the past shows, you remember, I told you, now, Bill Clinton, his biological father, came from, when I say biological father, his mother's first husband, who got killed in a car wreck, came from my neck of the woods. And I can tell you something about the Clintons. And the word you need to listen to what Hillary just said, work related. And she used that word work so that she can sort of lie. This is Doc Holliday's insights, and this is my speculation. I have no facts. I do not know the Clintons. I have not talked to Bill or Hillary in my lifetime. But I can tell you what the word you need to listen for and what Hillary's talking about is my work related, W-O-R-K, work. So that way, if it's top secrets and stuff, she's not going to call it work related. If it's something that, oh, that wasn't personal, but it's not work related, that way she pulls off what she wants and say, well, that's not really work. That's not really work. That was something that was beyond, that was above my pay grade. She's trying to say these things so she won't come out and out and out lie. But she is. But that, why would she say work related?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion.
Well, I think Hillary's saying she deserves a promotion, working 9 to 5. Oh, she supposedly worked past 5 on the night that Benghazi happened on 9/11/2012. But we don't know that because we don't have access to her emails. We don't know what happened at night. We don't know what order she did. Did she just work 9 to 5? Well, I think she did something after 5 o'clock on the night of Benghazi. But we can't hear that. But going back to my point, listen to what she said. She stresses that word work related. She wants you to know she's worked for you, but she wants you to know, and she's using these words, this is Doc Holliday's insight, that she can say things with a little white lie and say, oh, that wasn't work related. That was someone else's work that they just let me look at. She's got a reason for using that word work. And I hope someday we'll get all the emails, but I doubt we will. But she does not need to be the president of the United States. If we can't trust her on this matter, who in the world could trust her in a world after Barack Obama has done all these side deals? And we're going to be coming up to that about the Iran deal in just a moment. Before I get to the Iran deal, listen, we are in a heavy, heavy presidential year. Donald Trump has turned things upside down. We've got people like Newt Gingrich saying this has not happened before. Usually somebody who has done what Donald Trump has done, saying things about John McCain, saying things about illegal immigration. these things would just have done in most candidates. But guess what? This Donald Trump immigration, and he came out with his stance saying that illegal immigrants should be deported. That was his position, is his position. But you know, there's an undercurrent coming on, and it's not going just what the media would want it to be. Listen to what happened over in Huntington Park, California. Now, and we may have mentioned this on the show, I believe, but they placed two illegal immigrants for their advice on the city council at Huntington Park, and there's an African American named Chanel Temple, and she got up before the city council and had this to say. And see if this is not something that's pushing Donald Trump and appealing to people across parties, across America, Republican, Democrat, Independent, that people are supporting Donald Trump because he's standing up powerfully and saying something that's not politically correct. But take a listen to Chanel Temple as she spoke to her own city council in Huntington Park, California.
Say, where there is no law, the people perish. In the U.S., we have one rule of law. I also want to talk about the 14th Amendment, which was added to the Constitution in regards to blacks being given birthright citizenship because blacks helped build this country, including the White House, twice. Please do not tarnish the name of black slaves by comparing them to your plight. There's no comparison, none. Black slaves did not bring it to this country, okay? They were brought here against their will. Also, black slaves are not immigrants. Immigrants are people with a choice. They come here by choice. Black slaves didn't have a choice. That's offensive to me because I'm a descendant of a black slave. And trust me, Ancestry.com's work, as I can trace my people back from when they landed here on the boat, I know the village where my people came from in Africa. Okay? So please, do not try to get away with using that. That's very offensive.
Now, I just had to jump in. I like anything when I hear somebody speak from the heart. This is not a famous person. This is not someone who wants to be on television. This is a YouTube video of a citizen speaking out her heart. Do you hear a heart? Do you hear some frustration from the African-American voice of Chanel Temple? But she went on. So take a listen to this other, the last half of what she had to say, and see if this is not what Donald Trump is putting his finger on.
This country has been good to illegal immigrants. You have been getting jobs, houses, tax money, free tax money, welfare, Social Security. They open up business for you guys, etc. I don't know of any illegal aliens who have been hung from a tree. I don't know any of them illegal aliens who have dogs been sick on. So that's very offensive for you to sit up here and allow these people to say that and get away for it, away with it, think that people feel sorry for them. That's very offensive, okay? Do the right thing. My people get three strikes. I have a nephew in jail now, 22 years for something he didn't do. My people commit a crime, they go to jail. Your people commit a crime, they get amnesty.
Wow, seems like the crowd there was also pulling for Chanel. And I have to tell you, Donald Trump, in speaking out against illegal immigration, and there's an undertow, like an undercurrent that's going on that you don't hear about. The media is trying to push amnesty so big. And listen to this African-American lady saying, you cannot have a set of laws for us and a set of laws for the illegal immigrants. There's one law is what she's saying. And I think that is what is frustrating Americans, white, black, red, yellow, across the board. Why are there some laws people get away with breaking if you're illegal? Well, Donald Trump is speaking to that, and we're going to talk about more on the presidential election next week. But I've got to tell you, we got to get to the Iran side deal, and then before we end the show up, I'm going to play some from these Planned Parenthood video reels. And before I do that, I'm going to remind you, you're listening to us right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us webtalkradio.net, and we are proud of our listeners. Go back and listen to our archives. I just got to talk about Hillary Clinton. Our whole show last time was talking about Hillary Clinton. Is she trustworthy? And then we just had to put this clip on today. So we do have a lot today. And that's why we're going to start right now. Iran side deals. We'd heard about side deals even 2 or 3 weeks ago. But just last week, something big came up. I mean, I can't believe I heard it. I can't believe people still think this is a good deal. The Democratic Party, like I said on the earlier part of the show, this thing is starting to stink, and if the party does not wash its hands, this is going to be a stink on the Democratic Party for years to come. How in the world could anybody that loves Israel, that loves the people of Israel, that loves the nation, and wants peace in the Middle East, how could anyone vote for or have a representative vote for this Iran deal? Especially after this revelation.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Brett Baer in Washington. Critics of the president's Iran nuclear deal say the newest development today sounds like a joke. But no one on Capitol Hill is laughing. Iran will get to conduct its own inspections of its own facilities using its own personnel and equipment under one of the side deals between the Islamic Republic and the UN's nuclear agency. It's a revelation fueling even more fire against President Obama's legacy nuclear deal with Iran.
Fox News' Brett Baer just summed it up. He summed it up. We, in a side deal, we've already, our senators and congressmen, we're already upset, many of them, about the deal because the United States of America has no inspectors. None. Zilch. Zero. Goose egg. No inspectors. We give it to the International Atomic Energy Agency. And we have to respect their international ability to go in and inspect. And there's a lot of reasons why we can expect them to be honest. But guess what Brett Baer just said? He said it sounds like a joke. This whole deal of checking on where they've done past military testing. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency, they are admitting that the side deal does not allow any national inspectors, only Iranian inspectors to check their own facilities, to get their own soil samples. Do you understand this? Can there be anyone in America, in a Congress, who could accept this deal? And President Obama still pushing it? Are we brain dead as American citizens? Do we not demand that there's peace? And when we have a, this is not a treaty. This is not, it's an executive order. And the president allowed it to go through, let Congress have a say in it. Why? Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, he came up with the bill to say, well, this will let Congress have some control. Well, they set it up where the president can veto it, and it takes 2/3 to override his veto. There should be 2/3 that will override his veto. Because what I just said earlier, I mean, it's true. I cannot believe how the stink of this deal. I mean, when Mike Huckabee, he was laughed at and blamed by Democrats everywhere. And when he said this Iran deal, it's like pushing the nation of Israel right on the edge of the ovens. And he compared it to the Holocaust. And he got very emotions that were reared at him by the liberals. But I have to say, what if Iran builds the bomb? Well, it's 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road. What if they use the bomb? Now there's way more than 6 million Jews in the land of Israel. And that means the United States would have killed more Jews than Hitler did during the Holocaust of World War II. Are we really seriously thinking this deal is good for America and good for the world? Please call your congressperson. Call your senators. I know we don't have a lot of Democratic friends listening to us. I hope there's more than just Republicans and just conservatives and just middle of the road, because we have a voice of reason here, and a voice of reason is reaching out and saying, whatever they're smoking in this White House, whatever this administration is strung out on to make a deal with the Iranians that is bad for America, bad for Israel, bad for the world. When you got Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, you got agreement from the liberal left-wingers in Israel saying it's a bad deal. There's nobody in Israel, unless they're being paid by this administration, that's saying it's anything but a bad deal. So please, please, the Iran side deal is a bad deal for America. You heard it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to follow this. They got to vote on it by September 17th, I believe. So I hope that groundswell will come up saying, how can anybody with a common sense mind say this is good for America, good for Israel, good for the Middle East, and good for the world? It cannot be said. And just to put the finger in the eye of Barack Obama once again, Vladimir Putin, right after the deal, right after the Russia's one of the five big countries in with this deal, and they weren't supposed to sell military expertise and arms for 5 years. And the week after, guess what? About the Russia selling these missiles to shoot down, that can shoot down American aircraft, Israeli aircraft. They're selling them right under Obama's nose, and Obama's still saying we did a reset with Russia that made our relations better. I mean, it's like Russia. We had a whole show on it a couple years ago. Vladimir Putin's playing Barack Obama like a piano in whatever notes. It's like, is he a puppet for Putin? Could that be? I know. I mean, there's no way that could be, could it? But he's playing right in Vladimir Putin's hands. Barack Obama is giving Putin just right in his face, right in Obama's face, sold these missiles to Iran. Can't believe it. Can you?
Correspondent Kevin Cork is live tonight at the presidential vacation compound on Martha's Vineyard. Good evening, Kevin.
Brett, good evening to you. No question, this has caused a bit of a political earthquake, one that's being felt from Washington all the way to Tehran. Now, as you pointed out, the Associated Press is reporting tonight a so-called side deal will essentially allow Iran in the P5 plus one nuclear talks to use its own experts to inspect a site. Now, this is important. Allegedly used to develop nuclear arms. That's usually done by the IAEA. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency. But according to the State Department, the way this is all constructed is still consistent with the position that the IAEA will take the lead in investigating Iran's nuclear program.
This is Doc Holliday here again. I really am flabbergasted. I really have nothing else to say. I'm not going to play what the State Department said. It's just goobly gook. Goobly gook. Pray for America. Call your congressman. Call your senators. And say this is a bad deal. Let's get enough to override a veto and let the world know America has some common sense. At least some people do. The administration might not, but at least the American people do. Please call your congressman, congresswoman, U.S. senators, and don't give up. That's what the administration wants us to do. They want us to give up, but the American people must speak up. Get up. It's time for action. And now, you know, I have fun doing this radio show. I try to get you information you won't hear anywhere else. I put things together, and I really have a good time doing it. I wouldn't be doing it, and I like to laugh some, and you know, we put out some things that an interesting way that you won't hear other people do it. But I got to tell you, this next story, I haven't covered it much because it's so gruesome to me. Absolutely gruesome. I'm talking about the Planned Parenthood videos that have been leaked out each week over the last few weeks. Atrocities, allegedly atrocities, if I have to say that. We're finding out that baby parts are being sold. And they say, well, we know that's illegal to sell them, but they have different fees for the better body parts if they're better intact. And now that sometimes we got scientists coming forward to say that some of these tissues, the way they need them, there's no way they could have got them without the heart pumping in the baby while they're being harvested. Or either the baby actually came out of the womb and was harvested, which would be just out-and-out murder. How did it happen? Who knows? Why won't Congress investigate this? Why won't the administration, the Department of Justice? We're talking about ghoulish things, worse than Frankenstein, not trying to create life. You're taking life and pulling pieces and body parts out. Is there pain here? Is there a pain of slavery when slaves were auctioned? Standing up naked on the auction block, had no power. If they tried to resist, they were beaten. Families ripped apart on a slave auction block. Here in America, it happened until a bloody civil war. Now we have fetal tissue. Is it a baby? Does it bother you when I say baby parts? Does it bother you when you hear people on these videos talking about pulling out legs, kidneys, heart, brain? Does it bother you when you hear them talking about having to discard the baby, you know, in a waste trash? And it has to be regulated, medical waste. And one video we were talking about where they had the medical waste was full and they put the corpse, the baby remains, and it was too much. Had to stuff in, and little legs were dangling. They weren't alive, but it looked alive. A little human life. Little legs dangling. And we find out this got more and more gruesome each week. And then some people were speculating. Some of these babies were born alive before they were dissected alive for baby parts. And we got people who don't want to investigate because of their being pro-choice. There's nothing to be pro-choice about if some baby is born alive and dissected alive for his baby parts. I hope it's not true, but evidently there's some scientists who think this is what's happening. It's happening in some of these places the Planned Parenthood runs. Of course, they sell these things to stem cell research centers. And there's a great thing with adult stem cells, but they want those embryonic baby cells, and the tissue needs to be fresh, almost alive. So how did it get the baby parts? And more gruesome, the fact, what happens? There are some pregnant women who came in for an abortion 9 weeks and were told, you know, it's not safe to do an abortion now. We need to wait. Let's wait to about 24 weeks. Can you believe that? You know, the smaller the baby, the easier for the abortion on the mother. But to let it grow to 24 weeks, these are doctors who first do no harm, say wait to 24 weeks instead of going ahead and having an abortion in 9 weeks. Why? We come to find out on the video because they said you wait to 24 weeks so that we can harvest the baby parts. They don't tell the mother that, but they have the mother to wait for 24 weeks, then have the abortion, and they can make more money on the baby parts than the mother even know. That tissue, her baby, was going to be sold to the highest bidder for fees of the best baby parts before the little heart was crushed. Told you I don't like doing this story, but it's got to be told. Has to be told. Listen to this on this video, and then I'm going to say goodbye to next week. We'll have some more on the election coming up. But I'm going to end with this one, just a little clip from one of the videos. There's plenty out there. You need to listen to them. They're horrible to listen to, but it's happening right here in America. And it's not a lot big outcry because you're not going to hear it on the mainstream media. You're hearing it on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics because I care about the soul of America. We're losing our soul when you hear things like this.
I know what's going on. I had no idea this was what was going to be happening, especially my first day. And she has tweezers, and she's like, okay, well, this is a head, this is the arm, this is a leg. And she hands them over, so, oh, here you go, can you show me some of the parts I just showed you? And I grabbed the tweezers, I'm like, because I didn't want to lose this job, I didn't know. I was already stoked to get it. So I did what she said, and the moment I took the tweezers, I put them in the dish. And I remember grabbing the leg, and I said, this is the leg, and the moment I picked it up, I could just feel, like, death and pain. Like, I've never felt that before. Like, shoot up through my body. And I started to... I blacked out, basically. They got the smelling salt. I woke up in the recovery room. And looking around, I was really embarrassed. You know, who faints at their first job. And when nurses looks at me, it's like, oh, new, you're new, huh? I'm like, yeah, don't worry. It still happens to a bunch of us. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah, some of us don't ever get over it.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.